The two questions we get asked most, I think, every day, how are you and what do you do? And we usually have a fairly general response, not too bad, pretty good, fantastic. And what do? I'm an accountant, I'm a landscape gardener, I am a personal trainer. However, could we make it more exciting? Could we add value to people's lives? And more importantly, could the answers to those two questions actually be great marketing for our business? And if they were, it wouldn't cost anything because we meet lots of people every day who say, how are you? And every social event or business event, networking event, everything we go to, people will at some stage say, hey, what do you do? So the answers to those are really simple. If you think broadly, if you think common sensely, to tell somebody what you do and you're not passionate and excited about it doesn't excite people to keep talking to you. And people don't care about us or what we do. We all know that. They do, however, have massive amounts of care for what we can do for them and if we can add value to their life. So by saying I'm fantastic or I'm okay or I'm not too bad and I'm an accountant doesn't add too much value to people's lives. And of course, they're not excited to chat to us if we answer a question like that because it doesn't feel like that person could add much value to our lives. However, if somebody says to you, how are you today? And your answer is one of my clients who hasn't fitted into her black skinny jeans for 11 months just slid into them this morning. How do you think I am, sir? With a big happy smiley face. And if it's not a true story, of course it won't work. But if you do have a client that did slide into her skinny jeans this morning for the first time in 11 months, you've just shared with that person exactly what it is that you do and how incredibly good you are at it. And most importantly, you finish the sentence then with, and how are you, sir? But what you've done is you've planted the seed that this is what I do and this is how I help people. And you could use any example for any profession on the planet. All you've got to do is come up with something really special that you've done for one of your clients. So if we take it really generic, so how are you today, sir? I've just mowed somebody's lawn and it looks the best it's ever looked. The real estate agent has shared they'll probably get maybe $10,000 more for their property because of how I mowed their lawn. How do you think I am today, sir? I'm passionate about what I do and obviously I'm a really good lawnmower. I'm so good at it that I make properties look even better. How are you today, sir? I'm a checkout chick at the supermarket who's just made sure that every single person has the right groceries in the right bag. How do you think I am, Mr. Bus Driver? And you could keep going on. If we share with people how good it is that we are at what we do, it also shows that we are employable, that we have the potential to earn a company more money, that we're passionate about what we do, and we're more likely to attract great people into our lives. So being from the fitness profession, for me, this is a really simple no-brainer. How are you today? I just helped one of my clients who plays basketball to jump higher than they've ever jumped before. How do you think I am today, sir? How are you today? I've just helped one of my clients lose 30 kilos. They never thought they could do it, and they did. They stepped on the scales today, and they've lost 31 kilos. How do you think I am, Mr. Petrol Station Attendant? And we could come up with thousands and thousands and thousands of examples. So why not, rather than just say, I'm not too bad, which is bad but not too bad, or tell people that we are fantastic, but they don't really know why we're fantastic. Why don't we give them reasons to say, hey, I wonder if you could do that for me or for my wife or for my next door neighbor or for my best friend. So that's a really simple one. The next one is, what do you do for a living? Which, if the conversation goes any further from how are you and you share with people that you've just helped somebody do a personal best in the gym and get 6 ripped abdominals, you probably won't have to tell them what it is that you do because they already know. But if for some reason you forgot to use that initial how are you, this is what I do, the person will then probably ask you what it is that you do if you get into further conversation, particularly at a business networking event. So we could say I'm a personal trainer, we could say I'm a gym instructor, we could say I'm a landscape gardener, we could say I am a checkout attendant at the supermarket. However, none of those things are probably very exciting for most people, and for some of those things, particularly personal training, there are people that have had really poor experiences with a personal trainer, they've lost lots of money and wasted their time with a personal trainer, so telling somebody that you're a personal trainer may turn them off really quickly. So if you are in one of those career paths where people are not particularly excited about that career path or what it can do for them, this next bit would be really important. So instead of saying I'm a personal trainer, perhaps this would work incredibly incredibly excitingly well. I am a fitness professional who specializes in helping people get results who don't like going to the gym. Or I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping women slide into their black jeans. I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping sports people to jump higher, kick further, and run faster. I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping people lose weight who are really serious about getting those last 5 kilos off. I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping people who absolutely hate having a personal trainer but really want to get results. I'm a fitness professional who specializes in, and the list goes on. The two words fitness professional are really important. Fitness tells people straight away what it is that you do. They don't have to guess. And the word professional, if I say something like I'm a professional soccer player or I am a professional artist or I am a professional photographer, it means I'm getting paid for what I do. And it means that as a professional, for some people, that word means I am on time, I dress well, I'm knowledgeable, I'm good at what I do. I'm so good that people pay me. And it's really interesting when you relate professional with sport. That is the first thing that comes to mind. If somebody is a professional footballer, it means actually getting paid. That's how good they are. So if we say I'm a fitness professional who specializes in, and you give an example again of a goal that a client has achieved or what you love doing for people, you're now using that as a marketing tool, not just to tell people who you are without being boring, I'm a personal trainer, but you're also sharing with people that you are really good at what you do and you could help them too. Now, the third part of this process that is really exciting is that when you plant the seed in somebody's head, and it happens to us all the time, if we go into a conversation and somebody's talking about their holiday to Hawaii, we start thinking about the one that we want to take or the one that we have already taken or the one that somebody in our family is about to take. We start thinking about Hawaii. If somebody's talking about a really bad storm that they're involved in, we think about the last bad storm that we were in, how raining it was, what happened to us. If somebody's talking about losing weight or getting results from losing weight, we then straight away go to, hey, I don't need to lose weight, but my wife does or my next door neighbor does. So the really cool thing about this process is that it's planting the seed for people to think about what they need as far as health and fitness is concerned. And I'm obviously using that example because that's my profession. However, if I share with somebody I'm an accountant, it's likely they're going to walk away because most people think that accountants are boring. But if somebody said to me, what do you do? And I say, I help people maximize their profit and minimize their tax and earn lots of money so they can retire as a multimillionaire, I might have a better conversation than I'm an accountant. And by the way, that is exactly what a good accountant does. And that's the beautiful thing. Rather than just be boring and plain like everybody else and say, I'm not too bad, how are you? Or I'm okay, how are you? Or I wish it was Friday, how are you? Which just keeps getting worse and worse. How about I just help one of my clients do their personal best bench press? They've been wanting to do that for 6 months. They did it today. How do you think I am, sir? How are you? And if somebody says, what do you do for a living? Rather than saying, like I used to, I'm a gym instructor, I'm a personal trainer, very proudly I can say, I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping people get results who hate going to the gym. I'm a fitness professional who helps people get results who are really serious about looking fantastic in their bikini. I'm a fitness professional who specializes in helping corporate men think clearer and have better sex. And you can come up with as many exciting things as you can think of. And that's why this is such a beautiful process. So let's be exciting, passionate, positive people so that we attract more exciting, passionate, positive people into our lives and more business and more promotion and more things that happen positively rather than not too bad.